This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. Farmers across Germany are continuing a week of protests. They're upset about the government's plan to revoke key economic and agricultural tax policies. A convoy of tractors and trucks gathered on roads in sub-zero temperatures. They blocked access to major highways. The government proposals stem from a budget crisis after a court ruled that Germany's 2024 budget was illegal. Here's the BBC's Liana Byrne with Brussels correspondent Jessica Parker.
Hello.
So just give us the background to Germany's budget crisis. Why is the government there facing a financial black hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's a black hole of tens of billions of euros. And it is after in November last year, there was this bombshell ruling by Germany's constitutional court, which essentially declared that the government's planned budget was unlawful. So they had to go back to the drawing board, try and find some savings. And this is where this all began in terms of the farmers' protest, because they proposed to end farmers' tax breaks on agricultural diesel and abolish this preferential treatment they get as well in terms of vehicle tax. That latter proposal has now actually been dropped because of the controversy. And the plan to end tax breaks on agricultural diesel, that's now going to be phased in rather than brought in abruptly. But it doesn't seem to have really sufficiently assuaged farmers' anger. So this week, farmers are protesting up and down the country.
And what were farmers saying in terms of those subsidy cuts? How would they affect farmers in Germany?
A lot of them were saying it's a bit like the straw that broke the camel's back, and that they feel their industry isn't being properly supported, that it's being squeezed by rules and regulation and red tape. And some as well sort of spoke out against green initiatives that might come from Berlin or might come from the European Union in Brussels as being part of, as they see it, the problem as well.
Part of the conversation about these protests is concern of right-wing extremists infiltrating these protests. Is that a serious concern?
There are certainly examples and evidence of far-right groups turning up at protests or associating themselves with these demonstrations. And one campaigner we were speaking to yesterday was saying they actually changed their plans because they weren't comfortable with the prospect, as they knew was going to happen, of a far-right group turning up. That being said, look, I think not all of those taking part speak with one voice. There was a banner yesterday draped over one truck I saw that was explicitly in support of Alternative for Deutschland, which is, of course, the far-right party that's doing very well in the polls at the moment. But it's certainly true to say that there is a little bit of mixing in going on there with the wider politics of Germany and some of the trends that we're seeing.
Jessica Parker in Berlin, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
My pleasure.